This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, April 17th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul Joseph Watson will be hosting from the main studio in about 15, 20 minutes with Mike Cernovich and others. Now, we're facing the greatest threat, not just the existence of InfoWars, but to free speech in this country. You've seen the mainstream news articles admitting Google and others plan to shut down the new right, libertarians, nationalists, not just here, but all over Europe and other parts of the world, who are standing up to the unelected authoritarian system of globalism. Now, we can put on screen, Mike Cernovich has been around for years, but he's one of the top bloggers now in the world because he has such amazing sources inside the Trump administration and more. There it is from Fox News. Pro-Trump blogger Cernovich getting big scoops, mainstream media attention. And they have to admit, okay, these are big scoops. Now, Cernovich came to Austin to visit with us. And we were doing a broadcast about censorship. And he was sent by his Google insider of 5 years. And I've seen the intel. I've seen the text messages. I've seen the basic identity to document this. Of the internal Google order and memorandum that represents absolute total fraud and absolute criminal activity against myself and against the American people and free speech. It is true racketeering in the very essence and sense of it from our research. Ladies and gentlemen, they direct their contractors to go vote us down. And then they say, oh, but this is all free, fair, and open. Again, a total fraud on his face. They then misrepresent what we say and what we do and say that we're not credible playing clips of Ron Paul, Vladimir Putin, and Assad saying that the Syrian gas attack was probably a false flag. In our article, they list, they say we give no proof. We list Sky Television and other mainstream news outlets with the interviews. So understand, we're being delisted and blocked and put into an electronic gulag that Matt Drudge warned about. And I'm going to go over the internal documents when we come back and break these here on air. Saying that we're not showing our sources when we are showing our sources. And then they go on and say, CNN is a good news source. Many of you are going to ask, why are you banning InfoWars when CNN had the very same headline? And they go on to say, well, CNN's popular and liked, and they showed other commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, in the article they list, we have Sky News, you name it, and other MSM that we're actually linking to. Of course Putin saying it's a false flag is newsworthy. Of course Assad saying it's a false flag is newsworthy. Of course Ron Paul saying it's a false flag is newsworthy. They say we are to be delisted, and I have the quotes. We're going to come back from break and cover these. They say that we're going to be delisted because if you read right here, compare this InfoWars article. It's brief and only mentions statements, sources, not really typical. Putin, former Congressman Ron Paul and Assad, which seem to be making the same case here that bolsters the site's previously held perspectives, which cut against the grain, to say the least. Wow. Wow. So I play clips from Sky Television, from RT, and from the BBC. Right here. Chemical attack fabricated, Assad. Business Insider, Putin. U.S. planning false flag attacks in Syria to frame Assad for chemical weapons. Understand, they're saying we're discredited and we're banned and we're going to be removed because we previously said there were fake chemical attacks. And now world leaders were agreeing with us and calling for an investigation because we were right. We're bad because we trailblazed. We're bad because we had military sources on in 2013 and last year when the rebels got caught doing it. And Cy Hirsch has come out and the UN has come out. That's why we're bad. That's why we're banned. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It is Monday, the 17th day of April, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul, Joseph Watson, and Mike Cernovich and others are coming up from the main studio here in just about 10 minutes or so. We obviously have the vice president making a rare visit to the DMZ in South Korea. We have major escalations there with the head of the National Security Council saying that North Korea is coming to a head. All of this is going to be broken down here today. I think it's a big victory that North Korea didn't test a nuke. Clearly, they backed down to Trump so far. That's unprecedented. We're going to be breaking that down today. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an attempt to strangle InfoWars, and MSM even admits if they're successful with us, they'll be able to shut down Drudge. They'll be able to shut down everybody else. That's why I rarely ask Drudge to cover a story. He covers our stories without us asking, but I am asking Drudge to link to the story on InfoWars.com. Dr. Corsi is also expanding on Mike Cernovich's breaking news. We can put Fox News on screen for you that Mike Cernovich is very respected because he's broken so many stories that end up to be absolutely on target. I happen to know some of his sources. They are in the White House. Cernovich is, quite frankly, better than I am at working the sources. But there it is, pro-Trump blogger Cernovich getting big scoops, mainstream media attention. That's Fox News. And the reason I raise that is that the media says we're fake, we're not real, because we are on target. Now, sometimes I engage in satire on air, and it's very clear when it's satire, and the media takes it out of context and says, do you really mean this? And I say, no, I'm illustrating what I'm doing using humor, using satire. And I always tell you when I'm doing it, when I'm doing that as, quote, an actor. But what I say and do on air as Alex Jones what I stand for, our philosophies of the Second Amendment, sovereignty. That's who I am at my total core, and we've changed the world together. And I've never seen such a barrage. Thousands of articles the last week, hundreds today, with the most upside-down, twisted garbage that I've ever seen. Now, Mike Cernovich, breathlessly last night, called me and said, can you meet? He was in town. You already been on the show Friday. I said, sure. Went down and met he and his wife, Buckley, and others went with me. And he said, look at this. And he showed me the source, showed me the information inside Google, showed me his text with a guy going back years. This is a really good source of his inside a major Google contracting company. Cernovich has some amazing contacts. We were talking to some of them last night. Some of them are billionaires in the tech world. I'll just leave it at that. And they're really concerned about what's happening. And so Google has taken out a major contract to delist Infowars.com from its search engine. And earlier in the last segment, I called it for doing criminal. When a big multinational company organizes people secretly and pays them to go bury someone artificially and then claims that their search algorithm is real when they actually are hiring people to manipulate it, that is fraud against the public. The Washington Post 3 months ago had to retract their fake news list that had myself and others in it because people started filing suit on them. You just can't say we're all fake news and delist us. So in their crafty little letter that's on Infowars.com, it went out to all Google contractors in their search engine system. It says, now, we can't say he's fake because he can sue us, but you just take matters into your own hands, but you will say medium or poor. You will say low or medium. So it's all written by lawyers, but it's so good to have it internally to see how they're doing it. And here's where it gets incredible, because they can shut us up. They can shut you up. Here's where it gets amazing. They list the fact that I list Ron Paul as a source, and they say Ron Paul is not credible, and that is the grounds for us. When Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago, the day after the chemical attack, that the rebels got caught before. He gave the source of the UN report. It was all over mainstream news.
Who would benefit? It makes no sense, even if you were totally separate from this and take no size of this, and you were just an analyst. It doesn't make any sense for Assad in these conditions to all of a sudden use poison gases. It's zero. I think it's zero chance that he would have done this, deliberately, and he's doing this now.
In 2013, then again in 2016, they got caught launching a chemical attack. This is all over mainstream news. Ron Paul's crime is he has a memory. Then Putin came out and said it.
We have information from various sources that a similar provocation, and I can't call it anything other than a provocation, is being prepared in other parts of Syria, including the southern suburbs of Damascus, where they're again preparing to release some similar chemical substances and accuse the Syrian authorities of using them.
Then Assad said it. Cy Hirsch has said it. Pulitzer Prize winner. They say that because we wrote an article and used Ron Paul as a source, that it was uncredible. Then they say, but you're asking, why does CNN have the same headline, false flag? And they said, well, they're credible and respected and people like them. It actually says this because people like CNN, which is a total lie. They have a 6% approval rating. They're known to be one of the most untrusted groups. They got caught in WikiLeaks with Google, with the White House, with Hillary, fixing search results. Remember all that? Remember all that? So they're the fraud. They're the fake garbage. They're the ones that gave us the fake polls and gave Hillary the questions beforehand and got caught doing all of it. And so they actually say, because we use Ron Paul, and they say, you know, for us to say he's low or medium, that's a little kind. You probably want to go more negative. So clearly I've got big lawyers in D.C. that already want to do something previously, and I'm just too busy getting the news out. But, I mean, we all have to stand up legally. The White House has to stand up. They're strangling the search results for what President Trump says and does. The Democrats are on the news telling Google to strangle results and do this. This is communist Chinese-style control. Let me, if you're a radio listener, read to you what it says from their bounty that's gone out, and I'll put up on screen the Infowars.com article that they say doesn't show any credible sources. It has a link to Sky News. It has a link to a bunch of other mainstream video clips of world leaders saying, Vladimir Putin saying, others saying it's a false flag.
Let's suppose we have this arsenal, and let's suppose that we have the will to use it. Why didn't we use it when we were retreating and the terrorists were advancing? Actually, the timing of that attack or alleged attack was when the Syrian army was advancing very fast and actually the terrorists were collapsing. So why to use it if you have it and if you have the will? Why to use it at that timing, not when you are in a difficult situation? Logically, this is first. Second, if you want to use it, if you have it and if you want to use it again, this is if we suppose, why to use it against civilians, not to use it against the terrorists that we are fighting? Third, in that area, we don't have army, we don't have buffers, we don't have any let's say, object in Khan Sheikhoun, and it's not strategic area. Why to attack it? Well, what the reason? Militarily, I'm talking about military from a military point of view. Of course, the foundation for us morally, we wouldn't do it if we have it. We wouldn't have the will because morally this is not acceptable. We won't have the support of the public. So every indication is against the whole story. So we can say that this play that they staged doesn't hold together. The story is not convincing by any means.
And then we are not supposed to be able to even show you that, ladies and gentlemen. So here it is. It says, bonus example. It goes on to say, what about this news article, which covers the same subject? We'd give it a rating of high to high plus. While CNN isn't a perfect news outlet, it's a popular news source that covers the story with in-depth and mostly straightforward reporting. There are clips of an interview with Assad and quotes from experts that help promote and provide context that would be helpful to any user. To compare to InfoWars article, it is brief, only mentions statements from sources, not really typical. Putin, former Congressman Ron Paul, and Assad himself, which seem to be making the case here that bolsters the site's previously held perspectives, which cut against the grain. And it just goes on to say, shut us down. And they go on to say that, you know, we're being kind, only saying that they are medium to poor. Negative reputation is sufficient to give a page a low rating. They go on to say CNN has a good reputation. Where's your facts on that? I've got a Pew poll. I've got a Gallup poll from last year, Associated Press. Just 6% of people say they trust media. And that means mainstream media. You can read the study. So they have a 6%, but you're saying they have this incredibly high trusted rating. You scroll down, that's Associated Press right there, posted to Breitbart. So Google takes out major contract to delist InfoWars from its search index. Now, remember, Google announced last month, they said, we are going to test in certain countries having a rating system that when you go through our browser, it tells you whether it's trusted or whether it's not trusted or whether it's, you know, bad. And then we're going to use Snopes and other Democratic Party groups to decide what's real and what isn't. Now, this is all secretive, but we have the documents up on InfoWars.com from inside Google. And you should go read them for yourself where they describe how to do this and now how they're just going to drive you down on the search results where you can't even be seen. And understand, they've done this before. WikiLeaks, Assange, Google directly allied with Clinton campaign, driving down their search results so you couldn't read WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is now listed as fake news by Google. You couldn't get more real than sourced real documents. No one's ever denied these WikiLeaks documents are real. But remember what Cuomo said on CNN. You're not allowed to read WikiLeaks. Only CNN is. So you don't read them or you can get in trouble. And that's what they're saying. You're not allowed to visit InfoWars.com. You're not allowed to visit PrisonPlanet.com, which Google delisted years ago. You're not allowed to actually go see our information. You're not actually allowed to decide for yourself. But what's crazy is they say all these world leaders coming out and agreeing with Alex Jones about a false flag gives him credibility. So they're only posting things that give them credibility. What are you talking about? The rebels have been caught launching staged chemical attacks. That is mainstream news. And now, without any investigation, they're coming out and saying that Assad did this again. We're here with Common Sense standing against this. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, we're the opposite of fake news. We're real. But we are passionate. We wear our bias to tell the truth on our sleeves. And we do it through hard news reporting. We do it through punditry, analysis. I've done it through satire and comedy and dressing up like the Joker. But at the end of the day, do you really think Assad would launch a chemical attack on his own people when the government said, we're going to come in and take you out if you do? When the rebels have been caught doing it before. That's your own common sense. And it's because we are promoting common sense, challenging the countervailing lies and fraud we're being force-fed that they don't want any other voices out there challenging them. And they want to have Google, one of the biggest corporations in the world, gang up on InfoWars.com. We were delisted off AdRoll that advertises through Google. We've had the Democrats and David Brock and all of them calling for us to be shut down off Google and banned off YouTube. And I'm sure that's next. This is all part of the strangling us out first and killing our credibility and assassinating our character before they completely shut us off. And understand this, if they can shut us off, freedom dies in the dark. The Washington Post, pushing the call to shut down new media, alternative media, are the very purveyors of the darkness they claim they're fighting. We are promoting common sense. We are promoting the sovereignty of this nation. We are promoting what's really in Obamacare, the death panels and the doubling prices and Gruber saying, thank God you're so dumb. They don't want us showing you, Gruber. They don't want us showing you where they sit here in their own internal documents and say that we've got to be shut down, we've got to be destroyed. And then saying that we're crazy, you know, that showing a Ron Paul clip is incredible. You know how scared they are knowing that Paul Watson's there and Matt Drudge is there and Mike Cernovich is there and countless others that are willing to actually talk to people in government that are patriots and put out the information? Remember 8 years ago when we got the Homeland Security report saying they were training to take on veterans and gun owners and saying we were the number one terror threat? People didn't believe that document for a week, even though I got it from federal marshal. Then I got sent in more copies by state police, the local versions. And the media had to admit, yes, that's a real document, and we stand by the claim that veterans are the number one terror threat in America. InfoWars has broken thousands of national stories that you would have never heard, that would have never been out there. Thanks to whistleblowers and patriots like the Google contractor who sent us this information so that we know about it. I am very upset about this, not for InfoWars. I'm very proud of the fact that we've been so prominent in the fight against the globalists that we now are the tip of the spear in this. But we're a bellwether. And if we don't stand strong, and if you don't stand strong with us, we don't have any future. They are putting out lies about us that are so twisted now on every front. It is truly unbelievable. They've got headlines everywhere, you know, out there saying things that I never said or I never did because the enemy is scared. They know there's a revolution inside corporations, inside government, everywhere else against their tyranny, and they don't know what to do. And they openly admit they want a technocracy to bring in total AI control and censorship, where AI computers are watching and censoring and surveilling in live time so the people don't even have to make the decisions, so the big algorithms make the decisions on how you're penalized or how you're fired with this web ID rating system, where if you're not a good globalist, you get delisted with your cultural avatar, and you're like, oh, my God, absolutely. What they're doing to us is a beta test for you. That's why it's more essential than it's ever been for people to realize this is a fight between humans and our free speech and our will and the social engineers. And that's why it's more important than ever that you spread the links to InfoWars.com and that you point out that this is happening and that you call talk radio and that you call Congress. Because the system thinks you're just going to roll over. The system thinks that you can be broken. They think that you can be dominated. They think that they've already won. Ladies and gentlemen, we've always strove to tell the truth. We've changed the world because of your action and what you've done. And now we are the brunt of the main assault. So I need all the other bloggers and all the other newspapers and publications that we've defended when they've been censored, standing up for InfoWars.com. Because the censorship that Matt Drudge warned about a year and a half ago in my studio is now here. Because we have told the truth, because we are affected, and because they don't want you to have a voice. They want to be able to quietly shut everybody down. So again, what are you doing today to stand up and fight this? We're so close to winning. That's why they've really gambled pushing this. This is going to blow up in their face. They believe their AI can do it. They believe their censorship can do it. They believe going out and hiring armies of real people to go and manipulate their algorithm will turn this around. It won't if you stand up and if you take action. We're fighting hard, ladies and gentlemen, and we need your support and your prayers now more than ever. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson, Mike Cernovich, and others with a huge breaking scoop of Google's plan to end free speech in America.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, Dan.
Or attack because
they say you can't take on the man and win.
But myself, but next time I talk to the president, next time Roger talks to him, which is very routine, I am going full tilt. You want a war, you got one. They are just every week cutting us off, cutting us off, cutting us off, cutting us off, and using as the example that we used Ron Paul as a source on his own TV show out of Houston, syndicated across the country, totally respected by the left and the right, saying he's not credible because it backed up our earlier claims. What, videos of the rebels firing chemical attacks before? Ron Paul listing with his host the UN report saying it was the rebels? I mean, that's in mainstream news. We've got all the headlines right here saying Syrian chemical attack fabricated, Assad. That's the clip we played. We played it earlier. Putin's saying they're planning more. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what's so incredible about this is they say we're not allowed to show you what Assad said, but everybody else is. Because, again, it backs up what we previously said. Because we've been proven right is why you're not allowed to see us. So in closing, there's big world news. Paul's going to cover it all. But understand, we're not just some side group getting censored. This is the main tip of the spear. This is a big deal that we have the internal Google documents. And Google sits there and watches their employees and watches their contractors and how they vote, surveilling them beyond the NSA and ordering them on how to go downvote things. And then talking about how credible they are and how good they are and how they're protecting the public and how they've got quotes in here about in the general elliptical, even if something is based in facts, let me show that to you. In the general elliptical, even if something is based in facts, you need to go ahead and ban it. I mean, this is the craziest stuff I've ever seen in my life. Imagine, even if it's accurate, in the general elliptical, why didn't Communist China call it elliptical when they execute Buddhists for no reason, or have mobile execution vans, or, you know, kill Christians in gulags? Well, in the general elliptical of China, it's okay for the greater good. That's what it means. They say in the general elliptical, even if what we're saying is true, in the larger, more elliptical sense of the term, I mean, these people are unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. They lied and said Hillary's going to win. They put out fake polls. Google admittedly gamed the search engines. All right, Paul Joseph Watson is taking over. I just want to say in closing, if you do not spread our links, if you do not support us, if you do not contact Congress, if we do not make a big deal out of this, then we're going to be strangled, and you're going to be strangled politically. They're sick of InfoWars being able to break big stories and have Congress cover it. They've admitted on MSNBC and CNN they're pissed that you are able to set the agenda through this focal point. They're pissed that Drudge is able to actually break through and actually have some other talking points that aren't George Soros's in the media. So you want us to fight, we're doing it. In closing, we're extending Easter specials through tomorrow. We have massive specials, 30% off super high-quality nootropics like Grainforce, Super Mel Vitality, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Vitamin B12, Secret 12, Survival Shield X2, high-quality nascent iodine that is running out, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, the new world order is coming after us because we are game changers and are having a big effect. I know you know that, but follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Retweet everything we do. Take everything we have on Facebook and send it out to everyone you know. Copy our videos to your YouTube channels. Start your own. Start a local radio show. Promote free speech. Just get active, get involved. Soros and his big mobs are out everywhere trying to bully people. Be like Mike Cernovich. Go down, get on the open mic and scream Bill Clinton's a rapist because he did settle rape cases. And then these people are frauds, and it's time to stand up against them. I want to thank Mike Cernovich and his sources for getting us this key intel. This is a big, big story. It affects everybody. It's up on InfoWars.com. And I'm asking everybody to hang together or hang separate. As Benjamin Franklin said, if you don't financially support us and get great products, you need. If you don't spread the links, if you don't share the link, InfoWars.com/show, they win. They're already pushing us down in the search ranks. They're already putting all the garbage and lies up there on top. They're already going into high gear because we are having an ultra-massive effect. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. If you've never bought products from us before, now is the time to get a gravity-fed filter, the highest rated, 40% off. Now is the time to get a Trump is my president shirt just for free speech exercise. Now is the time to buy some heirloom seeds. Now is the time. Only 1% of you end up actually monetarily supporting us. And I'm not complaining. It's great. We built a major system to fight them. That's why they're coming after us. But imagine if we're beating them with one finger. If you actually stand up and start supporting us and aggressively spreading the links, nothing will stop you. So, again, I want to thank you all for what you're doing. This is so historic. I'm so honored to be here with this amazing crew. And in closing, please pray for us because that God is in charge. And this is an epic historical battle happening right now. Okay, Paul's going to be here for the next 2.5-3 hours. You can go to the fourth hour. The other host is coming up. Big shows. And I got a lot of other big issues. I'm fighting on the same front. The enemy has hit me from every side. And it's because we're so effective. So, again, thank you all for your prayers. Now to Paul Watson in the other studio.
And we are live. It's April 17th, 2017. I am Paul Joseph Watson, live in studio in Austin. We have an absolutely massive, jam-packed show to come. The New York Times has come out, and we're going to get into this later, and said that Trump now needs to support ISIS. He actively needs to encourage ISIS, of course, 2 weeks after they bombed Assad, after they bombed the airfield. Absolutely insane editorial out of the New York Times, so we're going to cover that. We're going to cover the Battle of Berkeley. Of course, you had the first Battle of Berkeley, where women were pepper sprayed in the face, where people were beaten with flagpoles. You all saw that. Most of you probably saw what happened this past weekend, but we're going to delve into that even more. The French election is coming up on April 23rd, just 6 days away from the first round of the French election. Marine Le Pen is being completely sabotaged. Of course, she is the anti-globalist candidate as this populist wave revolution sweeps the West. They're now handing out ballots to 500,000 people who live outside of France. They're handing out two ballots. Most people who live outside of France aren't going to support Marine Le Pen, but they're going to get two ballots. And the police have said, oh, we don't really care. We'll investigate it after the election. That could turn the entire election in France. And nobody really cares about it. So we're going to get into that. Two huge guests coming up. In the next hour, we have Lionel, the scholarly take that he always has on current affairs. So we look forward to that. Of course, he is a radio host at LionelMedia.com. And we have Mike Cernovich to break down, as Alex just explained, the most egregious form of censorship that we have faced to date. This is not just about Facebook blocking our links, saying that we're spam, you know, shadow banning on Twitter. This is even worse because this is Google. And Google is basically the internet at this point. So we're going to get into the arguments about, oh, it's a private company. They can do what they want. No, they can't. They're a monopoly. They basically are the internet at this point. Now they're openly relegating InfoWars links to delist them to prevent them from appearing near the top of the page. Of course, we saw this coming a few weeks ago. We had a story about Google delisting criticism of Islam. So you had websites that merely pointed to quotations, direct quotations out of the Quran about Islam not being a religion of peace. That was deemed hateful. That was delisted. That was buried on page 4 of Google search results when you type in Islam, violence, Quran. There you see the article from March 17th, Google to target criticism of Islam in new censorship purge. And the example they gave was a website. I think it was put up by a former congresswoman or somebody who was politically active, somebody who was a public figure, an analyst, simply going through passages in the Quran saying, kill all the infidels, this is violent. No, you can't say that on your own website. You will be delisted on Google. Now they're doing it to InfoWars wholesale. And Mike Cernovich has got the inside source on that. He came to us with that monumental story last night. He's going to break it down further. We're going to get into the true agenda behind that, how we can fight back against it. But I want to talk about the situation in Cleveland first, because you probably have seen the video by now, most of you on Facebook or on Twitter. Absolutely harrowing. If you haven't seen the video, don't. It's not worth watching it. It will chill you to the core. And we have an article out of Axios, Murder in Cleveland, Facebook's latest fiasco. And this guy's still at large. Cleveland police said on Sunday that a manhunt was underway after a man uploaded a video of himself killing someone to Facebook, then going on Facebook Live and claiming to have committed multiple other homicides, which are yet to be verified. Thankfully, the only fatality that we know about so far is this one poor old guy who is collecting tin cans. He's obviously, you know, down on his luck, old guy. This lunatic walks up to him, says, mention the name of what I presume to be his former lover or whatever, just shoots him in the face. Absolutely senseless, chilling. People talk about the mundaneness of evil. You know, you can watch ISIS beheading videos when they break in the news, and at least, you know, there's some kind of narrative that you can pin on it, no matter how twisted. Whereas this, absolutely, totally senseless, just walks up on a poor black guy collecting tin cans to sell for recycling, shoots him in the head, uploads it to Facebook. Now what they're claiming is that this is Facebook's fault, and we basically need to ban Facebook Live. The article continues, Facebook was unable to pull the live broadcast down in real time and failed to remove the killing video for several hours after the fact. So now we have to ban Facebook Live. The suspect, Steve Stevens, is still at large. They're saying now he's probably left the Cleveland area. The quote from the article, Facebook Live, worst case has happened. Facebook has to decide if it wants to continue with it, knowing risk to reputation and public safety. So now they're saying, let's not explore why this is happening. Let's just ban Facebook Live, even though the video wasn't even uploaded or live streamed on Facebook Live. It was uploaded after the fact. But CNN covered this story yesterday, hours after it broke. And this is an article out of the Ralph Report. CNN refuses to call Cleveland shooter Steve Stevens black as he continues shooting up Cleveland. Now, to be clear, this has not got a racial dimension so far that we know of. The suspect is black. His victim that we saw callously gunned down on camera is also black. So it has nothing to do with race. It's not a Black Lives Matter thing. It doesn't look like there's any relation to Islam. So people on the right, conservatives, didn't make it about race because there's no evidence for it being about race. People on the left made it all about race almost immediately. CNN put up a black silhouette, and I think it's in this article if you can find it. We knew the identity of this guy. We knew what he looked like. He streamed his face, he uploaded a video of his face onto Facebook. His identity was known, his name was known, and yet CNN put that up. They didn't say he was black, they didn't even put a picture of him up. Why is that? This guy's roaming around Cleveland and God knows where else now, claiming that he's killed people, threatening to kill more people for no reason whatsoever. We know what he looks like. People are deserting the streets. And yet CNN didn't even show his face. Would they show his face if he was white? Probably. Probably. They always get very excited when there's a mass shooting and it's linked to white supremacism. But if there's any question whatsoever, and there isn't at this point, but any question whatsoever that this could be, you know, Black Lives Matter related, they shut the narrative down to the point where they don't even display the guy who callously gunned down this poor old man. Again, refusing to call him black, preventing him from being caught. If somebody had seen this, then they had seen the killer in person, they wouldn't know what he looked like. Meanwhile, D-Ray McKesson, one of the icons, one of the leaders of Black Lives Matter, was tweeting about gelato. He wasn't interested in this because, of course, black lives don't matter when it's black-on-black violence. They don't want to make that part of the conversation, despite the fact that, you know, 90% of black murders are committed by other black men. And that has to be part of the conversation if black lives matter. But instead, Tariq Nasheed, another Black Lives Matter supporter on Twitter, an anti-racism strategist whose every other tweet is basically race-obsessed, said, quote, and this was a tweet yesterday, "Some of these white supremacists in Cleveland might use that Facebook killer as an excuse to shoot random black people, so be careful out there." So his primary concern was not finding the culprit, who had just shot dead another black man and uploaded it to Facebook. His primary concern was not that, despite him having a large audience on Twitter. No, his primary concern was to talk about white supremacism. Absolutely no racial dimension whatsoever, yet that was his main concern. Absolutely insane, and they're all over Twitter with this kind of attitude. Breitbart reports on a related subject, gun-controlled Chicago, 29 people shot in under 18 hours. Again, this is not going to be part of the conversation. 90% of black murders are black-on-black crime. We have 29 people shot in just the last 18 hours alone in Chicago, and it's not part of the conversation. CNN is refusing to even show an image of this guy. We'll be back live on the Alex Jones Show with more huge breaking news. Don't go away.
Brought to you by Attorney Tax. If you're in trouble with the IRS and owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, listen to this important public announcement. The IRS is now offering a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which can offer significantly reduced settlements that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and substantially reduce or eliminate your tax burden. If you're approved and qualified, the IRS will stop the collections against you. Don't feel overwhelmed. Please call the consumer hotline to see if you qualify. 800-295-3715. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you may qualify for substantial relief and even forgiveness. See if you qualify and get the help you need by calling the consumer hotline. 800-295-3715. That's 800-295-3715. 800-295-3715.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
We have breaking news up on the Drudge Report. It's the top headline right now. This is interesting because I got on a plane on Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, with China warning that war with North Korea, between North Korea and the US, could be imminent. Got on a plane with no internet connection. Landed thinking that that could have started. Thankfully, it didn't. Of course, we had the failed missile test. A lot of speculation over cyber hacking as to the cause of that. Now, the BBC is reporting, this is up on drudgereport.com, North Korea will test missiles weekly, senior official tells BBC. The article goes on to say North Korea will continue to test missiles despite international condemnation and increasing military tensions with the US. A senior official has told the BBC in Pyongyang, we'll be conducting more missile tests on a weekly, monthly and yearly basis. Vice Foreign Minister Hang Song-ryul told the BBC's John Sudworth. He said that, quote, an all-out war would result if the US took military action. So again, is it bellicose rhetoric? We know that Trump, we know that the United States has basically indicated there will be some form of military attack. Experts even suggesting an attack on the Yongbong nuclear plant there in North Korea if they test another missile. Certainly if there's a sixth nuclear test, then that will provoke a massive backlash, a massive response. So these tensions continue to escalate over North Korea. And again, most people don't seem to be factoring in the fact that if they're attacked, they will immediately launch artillery battery weapons into South Korea. That could escalate extremely quickly. You're talking about at least a million people dead. And those estimates were from 10, 15 years ago, so it's probably even more now. We had Japan evacuating, or at least planning to evacuate their citizens from South Korea. We had reports that people in Pyongyang, North Koreans, were being evacuated. This is not over. This is only going to build again. North Korea has repeatedly tested these missiles. There's nothing to suggest they're not going to keep doing that. But of course, the effect it's had domestically in the US is this out of Rasmussen, also up on the Drudge Report. Trump's approval rating hits 50%. Bearing in mind it was 59% immediately after the inauguration, then it started to plummet, as we saw. Rasmussen, which is normally quite friendly to Trump in terms of poll numbers, had him down to 42% at the lowest point. Gallup had him lower than that. Now, as a result of these war drums beating, he's back up to 50%. But what's key is when you drill down into these stats, and this is an article up on Zero Hedge which talks about it, headlined, War Works, Trump Favorability Hits 50% Highest in 2 Months. And they go a bit deeper than Rasmussen. They drill into it and find that if you ask people, did Trump keep his promises? If you ask people on February 1st to 5th if Trump kept his promises, 62% said yes. But now, April 5th to 9th, has Trump kept his promises? 45% say yes, so it's down by 17%. You can see the other barometers, if you scroll down a little further there into that article. Is Trump a strong and decisive leader? Even that has dropped 7 points. Can he bring about changes this country needs? That has dropped 7 points. So when you actually get into the nitty-gritty, into the details, this doesn't make good reading, but generally speaking, his approval rating has gone up to 50%. We're going to get into that with Lionel. We're going to talk about Syria and North Korea, as well as Google censorship, delisting of Infowars.com. Huge issues coming up. We're also going to get into the Battle of Berkeley and what happened with Antifa. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses.